7.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good, and His mercies endures forevermore. What a joy to be with you again tonight and share the word of the living God that will change lives. I want you to know that God's word is meant to create something new in your life. It is God's tool to give you the desire of your heart. When you release your faith to the spoken word of God, you just see the result, because it is not based on you, it is based on Him. But before we go into the word tonight, can we just have a word of prayer? Father, Lord, we are so thankful for another great privilege that you have given to us to come before the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank you because of your love that is beyond human understanding and comprehension. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you for what you will continue to do in our lives. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we are asking, oh God, tonight that you will send forth your word to us. Father, we receive your word with great expectation. We ask, oh God, that you will give us an hearing ear, Lord Jesus, and an open heart, Lord, that the word of the Lord will bring a total transformation from inside out. And we vow that we will return all the glory and all the honor and all the praise to you. Lord, let this tongue declare your word in wisdom and confirm every word spoken tonight with miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, because we know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we've been dealing with a very important topic, because I've never met anybody in my life that hates to be successful.
Amen.
And we'll be talking about uncommon success. Uncommon success. Now listen to this. I heard God's word saying in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. He said, I know the thought that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I know the thought. I want you to listen to that very carefully. I know the thought that I think towards you. Now, that set a pace for uncommon success in every area and every sphere of life. Because the Creator Himself told us what is in His mind. He said, I know the thought. Another version put it, he said, I know the plans. I have a plan. And I know that plan towards you is a thought of peace, is a thought of shalom. Nothing missing, nothing is broken. I have a complete whole plan, like an architect will draw a plan of a house. I have a plan, and I have enough resources to sponsor my plan towards your life. He said it's a thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, to lose and to fail after that revelation is unnecessary. And it is an insult to God, and it's an insult to you. Because the owner of the whole universe already showed us what was in His heart. Now, you may have been told by your friend, by your family, maybe in the community where you live, because of your zip code, because of your school experience, or maybe your teacher, or even told you, I don't care. Now, maybe they've told you you are not important, you are not great, you can't be great, you are always wrong, and that has set you in a place. Let me tell you, they are wrong. They don't even know you. No matter how good a medical doctor is, he can't instruct an automobile engineer how to fix his car. That is not his field. That is not his area. People are saying things that they don't even know anything about. Right. Now, the one that put you together, your Creator, said, I know the plan. I got a plan of peace, a plan of shalom for you. So uncommon success is not just knowing what the scripture says. Uncommon success is applying what the scripture says. Now, when you know it and you apply it, you get result, because it's not based on you. It's based on your creator that put you together. So to experience uncommon success is not to put you under stress. No, it is just applying the kingdom principles that will give you a future on this earth. Praise the name of Jesus. The principles are laid down in the scripture so that you will not lose your structure. When you know the principle in the scripture, you keep your structure. So let's quickly go tonight to the principles that is outlined in the word of God that anybody can pick it up. Now, it doesn't matter. Even if you are in a desert, with the principle of God's word, God can make your desert a fruitful field. So let's just go this evening. Now, the first one I'm going to share with you tonight is knowledge. The key of knowledge. The key of knowledge. Now, listen. The most powerful instrument in the hand of the devil is not sickness and disease. We all know that it causes all those. Now, we heard that the Bible was talking in the book of Luke chapter 13. When Jesus Christ saw this woman that had been bowed by the spirit of infirmity. And the Bible says the enemy put him in that situation. The devil was the one that was responsible for that oppression and that frustration. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully. Because what you don't know, amen. Because what you don't know can hurt you. What you don't know can frustrate you. Now, listen to this. The most powerful tool in the hand of the devil is not even poverty. The most important tool in the hand of the devil is ignorance. So don't be afraid of the devil. Be afraid of the tool in his hand called ignorance. Ignorance is not knowing. Ignorance is different from stupidity. Stupidity is not even trying to know. What will be, will be. How many of you have heard that? Yeah. What will be, will be. I mean, let's just leave it to God. God is in control. Now, that is not knowledge. No. Now, the senior brother of the prodigal son, you remember that story? The prodigal son, the senior brother was so angry and he was sad because he has labored and served their father. And when this junior brother came and the father threw a party, he was so angry. And he was telling his father, he said, I have served you all these years. You have not even thrown a party to celebrate me. And I remember the father said, I don't have to. He said, all this while, all these things are yours. Can you just see that? Can you just see the man was living in the midst of abundance and he never tasted it? Now, ignorance is the one killing the people of God, not even the devil. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because the devil is more powerful than them.
Amen.
Now, that is the book of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Now, my people are gone into captivity. That's what Isaiah chapter 5 said. Because they lack knowledge in the word of God. It is absurd to doubt what God said about you, and you accept what men are saying about you.
Amen.
Now, I don't care even what you are saying about yourself. You're wrong.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah, I'm saying I'm poor. You don't know. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Friends, you are wrong. Because that is not what God said about you. Now, if you can accept what men said about you, and you maybe you just say, shall we just rise and just clap for such a person? Hey, you accept the clap. Right. And God is honoring you. You say it's not true. Mm. Who is stronger? Now, I want this one to sink into your inside. You are a God with a small g. You are a God. I didn't say that. God said that. Because when you have an understanding of that truth, the understanding of your status, it gives you superiority complex on the earth. You know that it's nothing the devil is bringing. Amen. You will crash and you will destroy because of the force that is inside you. I didn't say that. God said, let's go into the word and find out. Because many times, people just hear what people say. They don't find out in the word of God. And when you don't know what the word of God says, when the challenges of life comes, you don't know what to rest on. And because it's so person said it. Now, because the purpose so person said it does not mean it's the truth. If it is not rooted rooted in God's word. Amen. Now, in Psalm 82, in verse number 6, he said, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. That is what God said. He said, ye are God. Now, don't ever think, oh yeah, the bishop said it on the radio. Mm-mm. Say, God said it. I don't believe it. Then you are saying, God, you are lying. Yeah. I didn't say it. He said, ye are God. And I remember when Jesus Christ came, he was stressing that point for clarity. He said in John chapter 10 and verse number 35, John 10, 35, he said, if he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. In other words, when you take God's word, when the knowledge of God's word increases in you, you become a God to that situation. You can be a God to cancer. You can be a God to diabetes. You can be a God to sickness and pain. You can be a God to poverty. You can be a God to lack of peace. You can be a God to depression.
Right.
Because when the word comes inside of you, you become a God over that situation. Can you just imagine what Jesus Christ said? In John chapter 20 verse 21, he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. As the Father sent, oh my God, somebody need to hear me tonight.
Yes,
as the Father sent me, so send I you. That makes you a super success. Now, can you, Pastor Jan, can you just imagine you just wake up in the morning and you hear a knock on your door and you open the door, who is that? And it was Jesus. And Jesus Christ said, my daughter, as God sent me, I'm sending you today. Now, you just jump.
Yes.
You increase your eye. There is no devil that day that will intimidate
That's
you.
Right.
Because you know the same way God supported Jesus Christ when he was here, he has committed
Amen.
Himself to support you.
Amen.
He said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. And God, Jesus can never lie. That
Amen.
Is the foundation for super success. Now, listen. The story of Moses changed completely before Pharaoh the moment Moses was aware that he was a God to Pharaoh. Can you just imagine? Now, I have read my Bible and I know you that's listening to me tonight, you know what I'm talking about. That even Satan, the Bible says, Satan knew that God is God and he trembles.
Amen.
Now, we had a man on the earth that don't even want to recognize God. That's the only person the Bible told us about.
Amen.
And his name was Pharaoh.
Amen.
Pharaoh said, I won't allow you to go out of Egypt. Amen. He said, who is that God that will deliver you from my hand?
Amen.
Now, when we talk about Pharaoh, we are talking about forces that is beyond your
Amen.
Ability. Now, Pharaoh is more than a king of Egypt. Pharaoh is a spiritual phenomenon. Pharaoh is a spiritual bondage. Pharaoh is a force that holds people's destiny in bondage. Now, you know where you are going, but Pharaoh said you can't get there. That is a Pharaoh. It can be sickness. It can
right.
be disease.
Right.
It can be affliction. It can be
Amen.
Unemployment. That is Pharaoh for you. And Pharaoh is saying, no matter, even if you fast, even if you pray, I'm not going to let you go. And here comes God speaking to Moses in Exodus chapter 7 and verse number 1. See this. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. The moment God said that, all the throne of Pharaoh in Egypt came under control.
Right.
Now, Moses can go to Pharaoh and just say, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. This is what I'm going to do. Now, can you just imagine? Pharaoh, as powerful as he was, couldn't touch Moses throughout the time he was
right.
taking the children of Israel out of Egypt. Can
right.
you just imagine that, Minister Thunder? Can you just imagine that?
Mm.
Now, you have all the soldiers, you have all the armies, and you know Pharaoh was so wicked, and yet he couldn't touch the man called Moses. And I was just thinking, when he was coming, why didn't they just arrest him?
Mm.
No, he was a God. God made him a God to the situation.
Amen.
The same thing happened to you when you come to Christ.
Amen.
Don't just be a
yes.
Christian.
That's
be
it.
A God.
Amen.
Be a
wow.
God to situation. That is what Jesus Christ made you. A God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So begin to think like that. Begin to speak like that. Begin to behave like that. Refuse to be intimidated. because the third person of the Trinity reside inside of you. Amen. Right now. Amen. Right now. I want you to say it after me. Satan, listen to me.
Satan, listen
situation,
to me.
Listen to me. Situation. I'm a God to you.
God, yeah.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, number two tonight, I want to share with you briefly before we go, is understand the law of battle. The law of battle. The law of battle. Now, listen to this. Everything that ever give to you requires a fight of faith for delivery. Can I say that one again? Everything that heaven gives to you required a fight of faith for delivery. And it's just because of the territory where we live.
Amen.
The territory where we live, we must fight to get what belongs to us. Oh, yeah, yeah. But if God gave it to us, why are we supposed to fight? Now, let me open your eyes to this. The Bible calls Satan, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, it said, is the God of this world. And your fight of faith is to tell him, your jurisdiction does not extend to me.
That's right.
Oh, come on. Somebody needs to get
off limits.
Thank you, off-limits. Pastor Clarence. Yeah. Now, he just said, you can get here.
Amen.
I can stop you. I was looking into what happened to my Lord Jesus. Now, he declared before the apostles and his disciples, and he said, we are going to the other side. Mm. Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. And on the way, the storm came.
Right.
And the storm was so terrible that the disciples, they were so scared. They were afraid. They thought they were going to die. Now they said something. They said, Jesus, you don't even care that we die. Now, the story is not about the storm. The story is about Jesus' response to the storm. The Bible says he rose up and he rebuked the storm and there was calm. Now, he now turned to the apostles, the disciples, and he told them, he said, why are you so fearful? Why are you without faith? In other words, Jesus can't expect the disciple to handle the storm. Why? They are got to that situation and they're supposed to pull it down. Now, watch this, beloved. Life is not a form fear. Life is a warfare. You need to know that. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. And God has given to us ability to win every battle, but you must have it at the back of your mind that I am fighting some forces by faith. Let me show you what Apostle Paul said. Now, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 18, the Bible says, wherefore, we will have come unto you, even I, Paul. I love that.
Yes.
Every time I remember that, I said, oh my God. He said, even I, Paul, I taught you everything about spiritual warfare. I taught you everything about spiritual gift. I taught you everything about grace. I taught you everything about love. But even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Now, he was telling us that there are battles to fight to get what you want. You need to get that. Life is not funfair. It's a warfare. All you need is already here, but you must fight to prove that it's yours.
Amen.
You must claim it as you are the owner by faith, because the enemy will contest it. He's a thief. The Bible says he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I mean, is that right?
That's right.
Now, if you don't want him to destroy you, if you don't want him to steal from you, if you don't want him to kill your dream, then stage a battle. Now, we saw from the scripture that God is not just leaving us to it. He gave us the strategy of winning this
right.
battle. Now, I remember the Bible was saying this. Let me quickly read Deuteronomy chapter number 2. And I read from verse 24 to 25. I love this scripture. Every time I read it, it just gives me some good bumps. Come on, see this. He said, rise ye up. Take your journey. Pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Zion, the Amorite, king of Ishbon, and his land. Begin to possess it. And contend with him in battle. Now, if I have to possess it, why do I need to fight?
Mm.
But the Bible says it. He said, begin to possess it. I have given it to you. But contend with him in battle. In other words, your stage, you staging warfare is a proof that you are the owner.
Fight for it.
Oh my God. And the fight we are talking about is not the fight with Moses. It's not the fight with your certificates. It's the fight of faith. Yes. So if you don't have faith, you already lost before you start the battle. He said, contend with them in battle. Contend with him in battle. He said in verse 25, he said, this day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the old heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. So God knew that a battle out there, and behind those battles are the victory. Amen. And God wants you to just put your feet down. Amen. This is what the word of God says. Maybe you are looking for admission. Maybe you are looking for job. Maybe you want freedom from sickness and disease. Maybe it's depression or oppression. Find out what the word of God says about it. Amen. And stand your ground. That's why it's so dangerous to be in a church where the word of God is not preached. Amen. If all what you know is doctrine, doctrine can't win this battle. Amen. If all what you know is just creeds, church creeds and religious talk, mm-hmm. it cannot. Now somebody say, which one is better, the birth of Jesus or the death of Jesus? Now, that can't win the battles. No. We are not talking about philosophical talk here. We are talking about staging a warfare against the kingdom of darkness. Now, Pastor John, the Bible said there was war in heaven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Revelation chapter number 12, verse 7 to 11, there was war in heaven. And the dragon fought, the devil fought, and the angels. But the Bible said they prevailed not. How? The Bible said in verse number 12, it said, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They overcame them. Now, listen, Pastor Clarence.
Yes, sir.
If Baruch can get to heaven, friends, wake up.
Amen.
Yes. It's time to just use the same instrument they use when the battle gets to heaven. Now, heaven is the throne of God. How can the devil stage some battle right there? Man, the Bible is saying to us here is to prove that God is in charge.
Amen. Yes.
You don't know how strong you are until you fight. Somebody said, I'm a champion. I want to know who you beat.
What's your record? There's
never been any champion in any game without a contest.
That's right.
So you cannot just be making noise and making mouth everywhere in town. Right. I want to see the kind of battle you fought. Now, the Bible says, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. Right. So in the battle of life, take the blood.
Right.
Take the blood.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus. You pray this way, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I destroy you, you foul spirit of diabetes that want to take over my head. I destroy you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every unusual growth in my body, I paralyze you, I destroy and I dissolve you by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, take the Amen. Battle to gain. And tomorrow is another opportunity for everyone.
Yes, yes,
come and get the truth that will set you free forever.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I'm believing God as we come tomorrow into the service, tomorrow in the first and second service, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., your life will never remain the same again.
Amen.
And maybe you are listening to me and you want to say, Bishop, I want to have uncommon success.
Amen.
Oh, nah, man, that God sent me to you. Now, you just need to do something right now. Right now. Don't delay it. Right now. You have to commit yourself to Jesus first.
That's right.
Without you being in the camp, it's very difficult for him to take you to where you need to be. And if you want to do that one, why don't you just pray this prayer with me? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. I thank you because you died for me on the third day. You resurrected. Father, tonight I give my life to you. Come inside of me. Come and rule my life. Come and live your life through me. From today, I am born again. I give my life to you. And I'm asking, oh God, that you will wash me clean from all sins and iniquity. And from today, I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I will see you, Pastor, tomorrow. I can't wait.
Wow.
I will see you tomorrow morning, and let's take the devil out of town.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much, Bishop. What an awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. Now, I'd like to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So if you'd like to get up early, you can come and worship with us at 8 a.m. in the morning. Now, either way, if you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. 904-646-8210. Just call us and we'll come and pick you up. Now, we're going to be talking to Bishop when we come back about the services tomorrow. And I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome service. It's going to be an awesome move of God. So don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this. Now, coming up right now, we have Tamla Mann with Change Me. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. Worship you. Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean. Change something about me. Change.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Change me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Come on, say it like you mean it. Change me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord.
All right, we are back live in the studio. If you're just joining us, you're listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Family. Now, we told you when we come back, we're going to talk to Bishop about the services tomorrow because we have two services at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we certainly want you to come out for one of those services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m., and the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. 210. Now, tomorrow's a service that you're not going to want to miss. Tomorrow's service is our covenant day of harvest.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Bishop, I know a harvest is where you reap.
Yeah, that's it. That's
but
it.
You've got to enlighten us about this covenant day of harvest tomorrow.
Yeah. There are two things that is going to happen because people don't really understand the word covenant.
Yes, that's
now,
right.
The most powerful agreement ever is covenant.
Amen.
Now, what people don't understand is when it is covenant, life is involved. Now, when God was speaking to Abraham, he told Abraham, now, I want you to trust me. I want you to believe me. But I'm going to establish something that will make you to know I will never fail you. So God cut a covenant with Abraham. There is no way Abraham will doubt God. Why? He will die.
Yes.
Because he already in a covenant. Now, people don't understand, most especially if you are from the Western world or you are from Africa, you may not understand. The people in the Middle East understood the word covenant.
Mm-hmm.
When covenant is involved, they just give everything up because they know you cannot doubt covenant and survive it. So when God made that covenant, he told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. Now, I will make sure you reap where you bestow no labor. I will help you. It's not going to be your effort anymore. And in Galatians chapter 3, verse number 29, he said, if ye are Christ's, ye are Abraham's seed, and you are heir according to the promise, the promise of the covenant. So everything that God gave to Abraham, you have a part in it.
Yes.
God cannot deny you because a covenant has been established. Yes. But how do we now operate this covenant? People don't know. And that is why a lot of people are suffering. So tomorrow is our covenant day of harvest. What do I need to know? What step do I need to take? Why I am tired of this? I need to change this stuff. What is God expecting me to do? How do I believe him for this? Then come tomorrow. God will show it to you. If God can change the destiny of Peter, there is nobody God can change.
Amen.
So
amen.
You are the next on the line.
Yeah, so you heard it from Dr. Abiola Iduwu. Come out tomorrow and be ready to take action. Come out and learn what it is you need to pick up your harvest, to reap your harvest. Tomorrow is our covenant day of harvest.
Amen.
At Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. There are two services. There's an 8 a.m. early service, and then there's a 10 a.m. service. We want to see you there. And if you need a ride, just give us a call. We will come and pick you up. That number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Our covenant day of harvest. Wow. What an awesome time
Amen.
That's going to be. I'm going to be Amen. There, Bishop.
Oh,
I want to know what it is that I need to do to reap what I sow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now.
Yes.
And we want to see you there. So
Amen.
Now we're going to go ahead and introduce the Fulfillment family that's here live in the studio tonight.
Amen.
Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Iduwu here with us tonight.
Amen.
Pastor Clarence is
Amen.
Here with us tonight. Minister Thunder is here with
Amen.
Us tonight. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones.
Amen.
And we want to give a shout out to Pastor Christian, who could
Wherever
not be with us
Amen,
tonight.
Bless
Pastor
you,
Christian,
you.
We miss you.
Bless you.
And we
you,
love you. And there is nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So now we're going to go right into that segment that we call the Moment of Change. And to pick up that segment tonight in the absence of Pastor Christian is Pastor Clarence. Pastor Clarence, how are you tonight?
I am so blessed, Pastor Jan. I
yes.
am blessed by the best.
Amen.
And I say, wow. We just thank God for this opportunity today to be able to come to you guys out there today in Radio Land. But first, I want to acknowledge my bishop. We just say thank you, sir, for all that you mean to this covenant. We thank you for the life that you exemplify to all of us. We thank you for your teaching. We thank you for your caring and most of all, the compassion that I see on you all the time.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. So
thank you.
We just want to say thank you, guys, tonight. We're going to talk about the covenant. No, we're not. We're going to talk about the change and uncommon success.
Yeah.
They both go hand in hand, Bishop. You know, you cannot have success without a change.
Yeah.
Am I right? And this is the moment of change.
Yeah.
Amen. So, you know, change come when things start to move. But tonight we're just going to talk about, you know, you need people in your life to change.
Okay.
We need, you know, change is, and success goes together. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that success is based on relationship. We cannot have success without relationship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship that each and every one of us has formed in this ministry, not just this ministry, but as we got to this point here. And I hear you talk a lot about, you know, how you was coming up in the ministry and all the different relationships that you have formed getting to this point where you are there, you know, your friends, your family, your enemies also. And I'm just enamored with how, you know, success is built. Success is not about material things. Success is about, you know, building lives and all that there so that we can, you know, move to that next level. And I just want you to expound, you know, on success and change. They go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. Thank you. I want you to know that you cannot say you are successful in life when you can't achieve the goal that you set.
Amen.
Now, you measure success not only by material things. Mm. You measure success by the goals that you set. And you measure success by the word of the living God.
Amen. Amen.
If you are attaining those things that God has said concerning you, that's a success.
Right.
Now, watch this. You cannot say you are successful when your spirit is not successful, your soul is not successful, your finances is not successful. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. So that is scriptural description of success. Now, the point now is nobody succeed on his own without relationship.
It's very important. Right.
The people you meet, the people, the company you keep.
Right.
Now, they said that Saul was among the prophets.
Right.
Why? He was prophesying. He was not prophesying until he met the prophets. Mm-hmm. The Bible says he became a saying in the midst of every one of them that he sought also a prophet. Now, the Bible told us about evil communication corrupts good manners.
Amen.
Now, where you are determines how far you can go.
Amen.
Now, we need to know that as we want to get fulfilled in life, we need to know the people that must be in our lives.
Amen.
Now, without Barnabas, nobody will ever know Paul. Right. Without Paul, nobody will know Timothy.
Right.
Now, there are people that must be in your life if your success must speak.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even a self-made man.
No.
Now,
that's a lie for the Peter Bell. Because I've never seen a self-made man. Now, somebody gave birth to you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, when you die, you can't bury yourself.
That's it. Somebody got to go behind you. Amen.
Bishop, I wanted to focus on one of the key elements you said is fight of faith.
Yeah.
The fight of faith.
Thank you.
So, in the 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, it says, Fight the good fight of faith.
Good fight.
Lay hold on eternal life.
That's it.
Whereunto thou art also called and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. And then it goes on further in verses 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God.
Does it.
But in the living God.
Does it.
Who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate.
Mm.
So that fight of faith is so important.
So important.
So important. And we must focus on that.
Mm. You see, many times people don't know that the Bible didn't tell us to fight the devil. We are to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Because what you are looking for is already there.
Yes.
Now, so we are standing on God's word, despite the fact that the enemy is telling us it's not going to work. No, shut up. It's not going to work. Now, you kept on telling the devil, shut up. It's going to work.
Yes.
You are telling the devil, shut up. It's going to work because God said it. It's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is called the good fight of faith.
Amen.
And the Bible says, laying hold on eternal life.
Yes.
Now, that is where religious people missed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that he's talking about, now, be conscious of going to heaven. Now, watch this. Now, when he said, lay hold on eternal life is the life of God that is given to you. He's telling you that if you want to really fight the good fight of faith, now there is a life of plan. is called plant life. Yes. There is a life of animal, is called animal life. Mm-hmm. There is a life of man, is called human life. Yes. There is a life of God, is called eternal life. Amen. Is that eternal life is the one that is given to us mm-hmm. when we are saved.
Amen.
Now, he said, lay hold on that.
Yes.
Because if you are using human life, it will fail you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lay hold on the life of God that is in you, and the light shineth in darkness,
Amen.
And the darkness comprehended it. No.
Yes.
So when the enemy is throwing those things to you,
yes.
lay hold on
yes.
eternal
yes.
life, lay
yes.
hold
yes.
on the life of God.
Amen.
I am stronger than you.
Amen.
God is inside of
Amen.
Me.
Yes.
I have the life of God. I have the strength of God. You cannot defeat me. That is what he's talking about. And people need to see that. And the Bible says, that verse 17 and 18, where
yes.
the Bible says that we'll tell the people that are in the world not to be high-minded.
Yes.
Trust in
uncertain riches.
Yeah.
Now, every believer must not trust in material possession.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What he's saying.
That's right.
Now,
that's, right.
that's why people can give. That's why people can sow. That's why people don't want to help anybody, because they are thinking, if I spend this money, where will another one come?
That's right.
You are trusting in the money. You are not trusting in the giver.
Amen. Amen.
God is your source. The moment God is no more your source, you have another God in your life.
Yes.
That's right.
And
not
let me tell you, the God of Mammon will tell you what to do with money.
That's right.
Even when there is missionary that is needed to be helped, the God of money will just say, no, you need to pay your bill, you know what I mean? And you say, yes, sir, whatever you ask me to do, I will do. And
yeah.
God is speaking to you, there's a missionary right there in so place,
mm-hmm.
and you need to support that ministry.
Right.
You need to say, God, you know, and God said, no, that's what I want you to do. But God of money will tell
Amen.
You, you can't spend me that way.
That's
now,
right.
when you listen to money, you already having a mammon in your life.
Yes.
And the Bible says, tell them that are in the world, even the richest, the rich ones,
right.
not to be high-minded. Yeah. You didn't get the money because you smite alone.
Right.
You
no.
got the money because God gave it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, Bishop, I just
want
to say this right quick before I turn it back over to Pastor Jan. You know, the Bible says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You know, we fight not against flesh and blood, but in principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And this is where you said, life is not a fun fair.
Yeah.
It's a warfare.
It's a warfare.
And the warfare is constantly going on and around all of us.
Oh, yeah.
And you said something. If you don't know what the Word of God is saying to you, about you, and for you, you don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a clue of what's going on. If you don't have an understanding of the Word of God, you don't have a clue. You're lost the battle already. You
mm-hmm.
said that earlier.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, yeah. You just have to know the secret of your victory. Is knowing what the Word of God
That's
says.
Right.
Because when the devil came to Jesus, after, can you just imagine?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. I think the devil's supposed to run away.
Mm.
But the devil came.
That's it.
Now, see, it is because that's why religion will kill you.
Amen.
Now, it doesn't matter, but I've done everything I know to do. No, I'm not talking about just doing everything you know to do. Yeah. Apply what he said.
That's
after
it.
40 days and 40 nights, the devil showed up. But thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
The answer to the question is, I mean, was it is written.
That's right.
The devil was coming. Jesus Christ was telling him, it is written. It is written. If you don't know what is written, that's, he can write you off.
Amen.
He, the
yes.
devil, can write
amen.
You off.
Amen. Amen. All right, Sister Jan. I'm a, Pastor Jan, I forget. We got to get used to these titles here, y'all. Amen. You know, there's a shift in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so
All right,
much. Thank
Pastor
you,
Jan.
Pastor Clarence.
Amen.
That was an awesome segment. You were
yes.
listening to The Moment of Change with Dr. Abiola Idowu, Pastor Clarence, and the Fulfillment Family. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Amen.
Now it's time. Yes, it's time to get into what I like to call my favorite segment of the broadcast.
Yeah,
this
amen.
Is my favorite segment. Why? Because this is where we get to brag.
That's
of
it.
Goodness.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Of our God
yeah,
in the
amen.
Lives
yes,
of
thank
the
you.
People.
Hallelujah.
God is alive and he's
amen.
Doing things. He's moving on this earth.
Amen.
And we have a testimony tonight, Bishop.
Mm.
And
mm.
I'm telling you, this is an awesome testimony. Now, this testimony is from someone who was due for a surgery. And they were in church that Sunday before, prior to their surgery. And you know, the word of the Lord came by you, Bishop. And and you said that there's somebody's surgical operation has been reversed,
yes,
and healing has taken place.
Amen.
You made that prophetic utterance that someone's surgical operation had been reversed and healing had taken place. Mm. And that person believed that word, took that word for themselves, received that word, and they went to the hospital, and their doctor said, there is no need need for an operation.
Wow.
No need even be there.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow.
Jesus heal them.
Wow.
And to God be all the glory.
Praise
Bishop,
man.
Is that not awesome?
That's awesome.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, one thing I want everyone to know that God is the greatest surgeon ever.
Yes.
When he want to remove the bone, the rib from Adam,
yeah,
he just put the guy to sleep and removed it, and there was no mark.
Amen.
Can you just imagine that? Yes. He removed the rib, made a woman, and just sit it up.
That's
now,
right.
I don't know what you are going through right
That's
now,
right.
but
Amen.
Jesus Christ had an understanding. He had an understanding of everything that is going on with you, and therefore, I am decreeing tonight,
Amen,
every sickness in your body, I command them to leave now in Jesus' mighty name, and your testimony is the next on the line in Jesus' name. That
Amen.
Is that was awesome.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes, that's awesome. An awesome testimony. Yes.
Awesome.
God is
Thank
just
you,
so
Jesus.
Good, and we give him all the glory.
All the praise.
Yes.
All the praise.
Wow. And now it's time for us to open the phone lines. Bishop, we're going to open up the lines for prayer.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you the number to call live into the studio. Dr. Abiola Idowu is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. You may have heard something in the message that stirred something in your spirit. Give us a call here live in the studio. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by and he's ready to pray with you. Call and let him agree with you. Call and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. There is no problem that's too big for God. Call in and we will agree with you in prayer. The number to call is 904-296-2251. So, Minister Thunder.
Yes, Pastor Jay.
We have some things going on in CREPA this month. So, tell us what's happening in CREPA.
Well, first of all, this is the month of Thanksgiving. So, we know we have a holiday next week. So, we do want everyone to be safe and be thankful during this holiday.
Yes.
All right. If you'd like to partner with our Destiny Fulfillment family to be a blessing to the work of the Lord through this ministry, we have made giving very, very simple and easy. Using your cell phone, you can text GIVE and BE BLESSED. You're going to text it to 73256. Again, that number is 73256. Or you can visit our webpage at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select Give. Select the drop down arrow and then select General Giving and then select Radio Ministry. Or you can always bring it with you when you come to service tomorrow at either of our morning services. If you haven't purchased your copy of Overcoming Faith by Dr. Abiola Idowu, now's the time to get it. You've got plenty of time to order this book, and this will be probably your number one gift to give to your family and friends. You can purchase this book at westbowpress.com, amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles, or Books a Million. Don't miss out on getting this book for yourself, as well as giving it as a gift. Back
All
to you,
right.
Pastor Dean.
Thank you so much, Minister Thunder. Now, we're going to go to the phone lines. We do have a caller on the line. I believe it's Brother Jimmy that's on the air. Brother Jimmy, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Brother Jimmy, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi. I would like for Pastor Idowu and you all to please pray for my husband and his family, the Nduka family, the princes and the princesses of their late mother, that they're celebrating her departure tonight in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay. Okay, now let's just agree and pray. Father, Lord, we thank you because you are the one that comforts us on every side. Lord, we are praying for this family. We ask, oh God, that you will comfort them. Lord Jesus, the Bible says the peace that you give to us, nobody can give it. Lord, we are asking you, God, for peace in the mind, peace in their heart, peace in the whole family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the spirit of comfort upon everyone in that family in the name of Jesus. And we decree, we call it done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you
so much. God bless you. Now, we're going to give you this number to call live into the studio again. That number into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by and he's ready to pray with you. He can agree with you. Give us a call in the studio, 904-296-2251. Now, Minister Thunder, I know you've given us some of the things that's happening in CREPA, and I know that this is a little early, but I'm telling you, we're going to be talking about this every week because it's just that big, and we need to start getting ready for it now. We want to give you plenty of notice so that you can mark this on your calendar. Minister Thunder, I know you know that I'm talking about Gilga.
Gilga, so, yes, indeed.
So let's tell our audiences about Gilga.
All right, so Gilga will begin on Friday, December 28th. That's Friday, December 28th. And it's going to end the evening of Monday, December 31st. That will be our last day, Monday. So you want to reserve this whole weekend. You don't want to miss any dates. We're going to start on Friday, December 28th. And it will be every day, and our last evening will be Monday, December 31st. This is the way we're going to bring in the new year. You don't want to miss this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so get ready for Gilga. And I'm telling you, we're going to talk about it because it's so awesome. Gilga is going to mark a new beginning in your life.
Yeah.
And so we're going to make sure that you know about it, and we'll give you more information coming up. But right now, we're going to go back to the phone lines because we have Sister Veronica on the line. Sister Veronica, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Good afternoon. I would like for Bishop to pray for me and my family, mainly my husband or what have you, and whatever God leads him to tell me. And I would like to book a ride to church tomorrow.
Good.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to agree with you. And when you come to church tomorrow, please just get hold of Pastor Jan.
Yes.
And I will be able to talk to you personally tomorrow by the grace of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus concerning the life of your daughter and the family. I give you all the glory and all the praise because the devil don't have no right to touch these people. They've been delivered from the power of darkness and they've been translated to the kingdom of his dear son. My Father, my God, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the hand of the devil. Every promises of God have been delayed in your life. I destroy everything that the enemy is using to drag it in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God has spoken so much about you. God has given you so much promises. But there is always a drag. And when it's almost getting to the time of fulfillment, something happened. I stop that tonight in the name of Jesus. I break every power of darkness over your life, over your family, in the mighty name of Jesus. I release peace into your life, peace into your home, peace into your marriage, in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, you will have a testimony. I declare a 24-hour miracle in your life right now, in the name of Jesus, and I call it done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so
Glory
much, Sister Veronica. God bless you. Now, the phone lines are still open. We still have time to take another call. So if you want to give us a call here live into the studio, that number to call is area code 904-296-2251. The number to call into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. I'm telling you, if you look at Mark 10:27, it says Jesus himself said that humanly speaking is impossible, but not with God. Amen. Because with God,
all things are
possible. Yeah. So no matter what it is you've been battling, no matter what it is you're worrying about, no matter what it is that is causing you trouble, call us tonight. Let's pray about it. Amen. Let's invoke God to do something. Let's just provoke him to do something. Amen. Let's let Bishop agree with you. Call us here in the studio tonight. That is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio again is 904-296-2251. 2251. Now, Bishop, I'm telling you, we've been talking about Gilgal, and we're going to keep talking about it every week. But, Bishop, you need to tell us something about Gilgal, because I want people to realize that this is not just an advertisement.
No. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what will a righteous man do? Now, only a fool will want to travel to a place and he didn't know where he's going.
Yes.
I have seen a lot of people, people don't fail in the middle of the road. They fail before they started. Mm-hmm. Now, we have 365 days, 2019, and there is no plan with God. There is no arrangement with God. It's dangerous. Let's come together and settle 2019 before God in those 3 days.
That's right.
On starting 28th Friday, and by Monday night, the crossover night, come on, let's pray ourselves into the hand of the Lord, that the devil is taken out completely out of the air. That is what it's for.
Amen. 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 So come out to Gilgal. That's December the 28th. And I'm telling you, it's going to run right into bringing in the new year.
That's
now,
it.
We're going to take this last call. We have Brother Isaac on the line. So, Brother Isaac, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Brother Isaac, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Yeah, I think we dropped that call. So let's take the next one. We have Pastor Augustin on the line. Pastor Augustin, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Oh, I'm calling you for prayer.
Okay.
Fresh anointing from Nigeria.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord will make his light to shine upon you. I decree unusual speed upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The God of heavens and the earth will give you favor. Wherever you turn, doors of greatness will open to you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, this great month of harvest, you will harvest sound health, sound mind, and prosperity. The peace of God, the joy of the Lord shall be your companion. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Augustin. God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is about up, and we've got to get out of here. We want to let you know that we will be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We want you to tune in to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We're right here every Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Dr. Abiola Idawu and the Fulfillment Family. Now, don't forget to come out to our services. Tomorrow we have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and the second service is at 10 a.m. Come out for our Covenant Day of Harvest. We want to see you there. So we'll see you next week, and until then, remain blessed, and remember,
Jesus is alive.
Amen.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idawu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.